CBA Mobile.
CBA in 0TR. Well, apparently no one wants to talk to you today.
Apparently they do, because it would be the famous Tom in 0TR.
I was having a sob session and feeling sorry for you.
Famous or infamous?
It depends on who you talk to, Dave. Well, I hope you're having a good day, undoubtedly. Knowing your IQ and all, you're probably headed out to play tennis at 85 degrees and 62% humidity and a heat index of 89.
Dave, Ghost Rider, the pattern is full. I'm actually going to get some drugs. You need some drugs, I can get you some.
Well, I told you instead of planting that centipede or Bermuda or something the other day, you'd be better off planting that CBD or whatever it is.
I could probably get away with it in my backyard. Anyway, I think I'll take a pass on that, though, because it is an interesting world we live in now. They actually have stores that sell marijuana in the states where it's legal, and you can, you know, they have it displayed out in a display case and everything. I've seen it on TV where they've actually gone and, you know, toured the stores and see what it looks like. It's really interesting. it's like you're going in to pick out your favorite donut or something.
Well, the way everything else in the world's going, Dave, I guess, might as well be out of your mind that way. You don't have to worry about it. Yeah, some guy in the store said something about that the other day. He said, back home, he said, I can just go up and buy it. And I think it's Colorado or someplace out west. But it's a crazy world out there. Well, we haven't done much today. We went over to Ingalls. I talked to W4DJW when I was over there. And what else we do, Bernice? Oh, we went down and got some ice for homemade ice cream after we forgot it and drove home and then had to go back and get it. But, you know, at our age, those things happen. I was talking, too. That makes a big difference.
Well, we forgot to get the prescription. We were over halfway there. And so now I'm going by myself, and my wife and I went to Costco and went to my youngest daughter's house.
We don't go to any big stores on the weekend if it's at all avoidable. We shop during the retirees time, like from 10 o'clock till about 2 or 3, and then we head for the roundhouse.
If I got the repeater okay?
Oh, yeah, you're doing fine.
Here at intersection 291 in Rutherford at the old Shriners Hospital, and for some reason, this little area right here is, you can stop in the wrong place and you can't even get the repeater. So I'm moving now, but I always have to, while you were talking, I was looking at the signal strength meter and watching it go up and down, up and down, up and down. So I made sure I stopped where I was getting the best signal. So I figure if I'm receiving it good there, I should be able to hear it.
And down there was a problem. Just up there by Pleasantburg Drive is That's for sure. Well, no big plans for today. I'm just sitting here watching the NHRA top fuel dragsters and funny cars, Dave.
See that? What channel is that on?
21-1, Fox Local channel. I imagine it's on streaming too, but I haven't looked over there. I'm just getting it over the air, and it's wow, great picture. So no problem. 10,000 horsepower. That's just totally amazing. 0 to 100 in, I forget what it said, 1.5 seconds.
And if they ever show, what's really cool, I've seen still shots of those, I think they call them rail cars or whatever, it's just a long rail and two little bitty tires in the front and big old monster tires in the back. And I bet they've actually caught those tires as they start off, and the rubber sidewall is wrinkled where it's twisting that tire. It's got so much horsepower and got so much grip on the pavement. And, it's really a wonder it doesn't break something, and sometimes they do, but that much force, it's just something else. It's just mind-boggling. I don't think I'd want to get in one of those things because I'd probably kill myself.
Yeah, Dave, I'm sure it takes a professional, that's for sure. And they got fire suits on and everything else. It's totally amazing. And the diameter of those tires in slow motion, they get several feet taller, as they take out. It's just totally amazing. And, they showed one a while ago, and they pump so much fuel in it that if they don't get that just right, it pumps raw fuel in the cylinder too fast, and then it starts coming out the tailpipe on the side that has failed, and they showed the fuel coming out, and I thought, wow, if that ain't a fire hazard, I don't know what is.
The thing, I think they ought to put ejection seats in those things. I don't think I could get out of one quick enough if it caught on fire. And I don't know if that's the fuel. There's some kind of fuel. I don't know if it's nitromethane or what, but it burns so clear that you can't see the flame. So the person can actually be on fire, and you wouldn't even know it by looking at them.
Burns that way, but they're running nitromethane, I'm sure, Dave, that you're right on that. It's just amazing. I saw one time years ago, and the engine blowed right after they come out of the traps there, or the start, and it blowed the supercharger or the blower or something off the top of the engine, And they showed it in slow motion going across the track. And you remember the big old NBC cameras and that? Well, there was a guy clear across the opposite side of the track, and he was standing behind one of those video cameras for the network, and it killed him.
KB4CBA, that's awful. They put aluminum studs on those on purpose so that they don't want to damage something internally on the engine. They'd rather blow the supercharger off, and so they use aluminum studs to mount them, and that way the aluminum is weaker and it gives way and blows the supercharger off. But yeah, I mean, any object traveling that size, traveling at any speed, if it hits you, it could very well kill you.
Yeah, well, my neighbors were in the NHRA when it first started out, and they won the Nationals down at Oklahoma City around the 59 or 60 when it was first getting started. They was racing the A-Gas, and they won these huge trophies in show and speed. And back then, A-Gas, 10 seconds was 120 mile an hour or something in that one. But, they're just unbelievable, the amount of horsepower they got in those things, and that it don't blow up and kill a bunch of them. The funny thing to me is, after one run, they got to take those things in and completely rebuild them before the next run.
That's just, it's amazing. They've done it so many times that, they can do it fairly quickly. I think it's like 30, 45 minutes they can have it, totally rebuilt. But I tell you what, they've done it so much that, you'd probably do it in his sleep. But it's amazing to watch. I can remember back in the mid-80s, it was 87, I was working at Fairway Ford, and I was reading an article in the Motor magazine that we got every month, and they'd leave it in there in the break room for the mechanics to look at, and their articles if I had time, and they had a little four-cylinder engine, and it was making 1,000 horsepower, and that was back in 87.
Dan and Cliff Hicks, and the ones I was telling you about, they built a dragster, and it was a B-Gas altered, and it was a four-cylinder Tempest engine in a rail, in a dragster. And I guess it's because it was an odd class, but I've seen them get out there on 4th Street, on East 4th Street there in Pittsburgh, Kansas. And Dan would be riding on the back, and Cliff would be driving. Dan was hanging on where the parachute was, and they'd run out to King's Highway and turn that thing around, and then run back before the cops could get down there and give them a ticket.
Well, I tell you, you know what they say, you can't outrun a Motorola.
They did that. Yeah, they were crazy. They had the Yamaha dealership too, so that's where I bought my Yamahas from. But those boys, when it comes to mechanics, they could do just about anything. Cliff, their daddy, my mentor, my neighbor, he taught me so much. He always said, Dan's the mouth and Cliff's the brains.
Well, I guess somebody's got to know what they're doing, and then somebody's got to know how to do it. Oh, I tell you, that's interesting. My mower quit running the other day, and I couldn't figure out what was wrong with it, and I was looking at it, and the spark plug is kind of hidden, and I have to go under some bushes and stuff, and what had happened was, over a period of time, I had pulled that spark plug wire right off of that spark plug, and it was just so, it wasn't running. And once I saw that, I just kind of chuckled because, I realized, it's usually something real simple like that. You just got to find it.
Yes, keep it simple, stupid, that's for sure. Well, Dan and Cliff went on to start Hicks Automation. And Dan just passed away here this last year, but he was the mouth. And Clifford, he had gotten an automotive technology degree, and he was the one that designed things. And they got in on the bottom floor of these heat transfer machines that things on your T-shirts, you know. And they have, their machines are all over the world now. And Cliff's still got a business that does these Cameo printers. He makes a washer for them. But they wound up being multimillionaires and then also had their own private jet. And they started out in a little old 50-foot garage next to my house. And they were virtually penniless, you might say. So kind of nice to see somebody make it that way.
That I was having to maneuver some traffic there. Well, you know, you'd be surprised if people, you know, I mean, a lot of people start out like that, and it's, you know, and then they, you know, make it big after a period of time, and so anyway, that's the way I thought my life was going to go too, but things didn't turn out that way. I never really made it big, but hey, everything's paid for, so I'm not complaining.
Here, Dave, and I think that's quite an accomplishment, and Bernice and I never missed paying a bill in our lives. And I think that's an accomplishment, because nowadays, at the drop of a pen, they'll claim bankruptcy in that. And thank God we never had to. But boy, I'll tell you, it was bologna sandwiches at times. And things got kind of close. We ate a lot of squirrels and rabbits and ducks and things like that, and fish that I caught. But oh, it all worked out. I can't complain. 53 years is a pretty good record.
Now, you know, I need to come over and pin a medal on Bernice, because she definitely needs an award for putting up with you that long. I tell you, good night. My goodness. Oh, well, have you done anything on HF today?
I'm going on that last one, but you're right. She needs a Purple Heart and a Bronze Star with Valor. No, I was going to look at it here, but I haven't. There's just been nothing on now. The guys are saying that 6 meters has been doing real good, but I've never messed around with 6 meters. I think I got one contact on 6 meters. Although that Wyndham you got will probably tune 6 meters.
It's supposed to. Made a contact on 6 on sideband, but quite frankly, I'm not 100% sure. I know it wasn't on the FM, because I don't have an FM antenna for it, other than a mobile antenna, and I don't think that's going to work. But anyway, I've been hearing a good bit of activity on 17 and 20, and my radio seems to really like, or maybe I should say my antenna really likes 20 and 40, I think, the best. But but it's a good antenna. And let me jump out of here just a minute. I've got to get through the drive-through here at the hospital and pick up my prescription.
I've got to run anyways for now. I noticed there was a an Ocean Yankee 1 Charlie Tango of the Faroe Islands was on 20 meters. It's out between Iceland and Norway up in that area. It said it was being heard. Disappeared off the DX cluster now, but it was there. Oh, no, there it was. It was 17 meters, 180854. Anyways, catch you down the line. This is NZTR73, Dave.
KB4CPA.
K2RCL. NZTR. You still there a minute, Tom?
A short time, Russell, but my bladder says I won't be.
And I'm here at the house. I'm studying for my extra. Whenever you get a chance, if you'll holler at me, I got a couple of questions to run by you.
Question pool, I don't know if I'd be of help or not, but I'll give it a shot. Give me a couple minutes. This is NZTR.
Okay, K2RCL's monitoring.
CL, NZTR.
RCL, how you doing today, Tom?
Oh, pretty good. Just being lazy here. I'm sitting here eating a piece of cabbage. Maurice was making some slaw, and I had her chop me off a piece. I like the raw cabbage once in a while. How's your day?
It's always best when it's fresh.
Fresh. Growed it myself over at Ingles.
Wait a minute. You sure that wasn't grown by, what was it, Walter?
I'm not sure. Shoot. Yeah, she had everything for barbecue sandwiches except slaw, and so we went over there and she bought a cabbage and a couple of other things. Oh, shoot. Well, Russell, what question did you have?
Curious if you are familiar with an antenna from MaxCon down in Georgia.
Knowledge. What kind of antenna are you talking about?
Yeah, off-center fed dipole. It's classified as a multi-band running from 10 meters to 80 meters. I actually finally found me a HF radio, and I'm in the process of getting it set up. The antenna was supposed to have been here Wednesday or Thursday of last week, but it's stuck in the Greenville post office, so hopefully it'll be here tomorrow. Was just curious if you had any experience with them. I know Steve's got one of them up.
Carolina Wyndham. Dave's got one of those, and he's tickled to death with it. I got the big one, and I just love it. Mine goes through 160, but most people don't have the acreage for that.
They offer one that'll go up through 160, but that's kind of my dilemma. I just don't have enough room to spread it out. The off-center dipole that I'm getting, that's the multi-band, is 45 feet on one side and 88 feet on the other, and I've got enough room to spread that out, and I can get the center balling up about 35 feet.
I just go up to Wireman and buy some of this. It's an insulated copper clad wire, and it's, well, for example, ND7J had a tree fall on his here a while back, and it just kind of bent it down a little bit until it cut the tree off of it. It's tougher than a boot, and then buy you a ballon for it, and you're good to go. Now you can make it yourself.
I actually made a 20-meter, but it's just fed with RG8X super, or RG8X low loss. And it's got a DL259 or SO239 bulkhead connector, and then I've got the two wires run off of it, and I got my SWRs down to 1.18, and it seemed to work good. I made my first HF contact to a gentleman up in Indiana, and it seemed to do pretty well, except we've got the mini-split units in the house, and they're hooked up to smart controllers that allows our smart home to monitor them and turn them on if the temperature gets too high when we're gone or too low. But every time I would key down and transmit on 20 meters, it would turn them off and on.
Far away from the house is your antenna.
venture to say definitely not far enough, but I don't have any type of ballon or choke or anything in it, so I think I'm getting RF fed back down into the house.
Yeah, you need a ballon on that thing. An RG8X is just fine, up to about 1,000 watts, I think it is. I'm going by memory now. And in the HF bands, it's very adequate for something like you're talking about there.
Yeah, the RG8X from up at the Wireman, and my VHF that I'm on right now, it's on that Shireen RCM400, which is basically the same specs as LMR400.
Excellent. There's no problem there, Russell. However, well, the Wireman, I don't think he sells a Carolina Wyndham. He has another one up there, but the reason I say that is it's so easy to build and put up, and so many people have them. I've heard of guys going with different HF antennas and that, and I like keep it simple, stupid thing, you know, and they work great, and I have a super loop out here, too, and guys, Dave Watson put that one up for me when I first moved down here about 11 years ago, 10, 11 years ago, and I made well over 1,000 contacts that year, and I don't do contesting on that super loop. It's another great antenna.
K2RCO for ID. Yeah, the Mascons are made by a ham operator down in Georgia. And I think it's the PKC30 that I'm getting. I think it was like $78 for the whole unit.
Good price. I don't see anything wrong with that. So you've already ordered it?
Ordered it a while back, and they shipped it out on a two-day air delivery. That's their standard shipping. And it was supposed to have been here either Wednesday afternoon or Thursday morning, one of the two of last week. And it's still stuck in the Greenville Post Office. Has been at the distribution center since then. And I actually got a message from them wanting to know, you know, had I received it or not. And when I told them I hadn't received it, they were like, well, if, you know, it doesn't show up Monday, they'll just file a claim on it and send me another one right out Monday. So customer service on their side seems to be pretty good.
I just don't, I can't comment on it because I don't know anything about it, but it sounds very similar to a Carolina Wyndham. But you'll be fine. You can make a choke and put in it yourself if it tends to get into your system in the house. But it shouldn't. I'm surprised you're running one without a ballon or anything up there. I don't know how you get a match. But at any rate, it should work out fine, and then you can also put these little round hootie dooties if you touch your fingers together, and they're made out of a ferrite type material. I got some downstairs. I just got a brain block right now, and you can run your wires through that, and that'll also choke out the noise. I bought several of them from W40EY, and I just got drawing a blank right now for a name, but I got several of them left down there, I think, in a drawer, and they're for that, for keeping RF out. So there's various ways you can do that, Russell. Anyways, I'm going to have to run because the wife's got our dinner ready, and good talking to you. Good luck with that antenna. And you can stop by and look at mine anytime you want, and see if you get any tips off of that. I don't claim to be an expert, but it worked well. If I can hear it, I can work it, put it that way. Line KQRCL, N02R, be clear.
Good, Tom. I appreciate it a lot. Y'all have a good afternoon. Enjoy your meal. This is K2RCL. I say 73s, and I'm clear.